Would you guys like to meet at a hero of the world? Possibly America, but I'm really not sure.
Mm-hmm.
He is a dentist who's earned the Guinness World title for his collection of the largest number of toothpaste from around the world.
Oh, wow. What a
Dr.
cool thing. Dr.
Val Kolpakov, who practices dentistry. Oh, it is in Alpharetta, Georgia. When you hear his accent, I'm like, he might be from the Republic of Georgia. But no, in Alpharetta, Georgia. He's going to walk you through some of his 2,037 different tubes of toothpaste. And Maitland and I love his accent.
My favorite ones, it's a set of whiskey flavored. It's rye, scotch, and bourbon. Don't
bourbon.
That's
rye, scotch, and bourbon.
And bourbon, but he says.
It's rye, scotch, and bourbon.
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 Yeah. Would you like a glass of bourbon?
Yeah, that's a turn of the century Atlanta Dude. Accent right there.
Yeah, it is.
Bourbon.
That's all I would drink if I was around this guy, and I'd always act like I couldn't remember the name of it. Like, I want that stuff.
Not whiskey.
Not scotch.
Try scotch and bourbon.
Yeah, that's
bourbon.
It.
What is called? Bourbon.
I love going to the Kentucky, bourbon distillery districts.
Man.
In Louisville.
He sounds like Gru from Despicable Me when he says girls. How he's like, girls.
Yeah. Yes.
Scotch and bourbon. Don't brush and drive. As you can see, it's the world.
He was on a rolly chair with a massive toothbrush with his legs spread open, sliding slowly towards you with that massive toothbrush.
Very serious.
Using
face.
It like I could whip you with this.
This guy never blinks either. Watch when he tosses them in the air. He tosses a couple of toothpaste in the air, and it really weirds me out that he doesn't blink when he does it.
My favorite ones, it's a set of whiskey flavored. It's rye, scotch, and bourbon. Don't brush and drive.
He's Jack Black.
He does kind of look like Jack Black.
Yeah,
like
a Polish dentist who collects toothpaste.
Yeah, he does look like that.
As you can see, it's the world's largest toothpaste collection. Over here, we have toothpaste mostly like from Asia. We're talking Korea, China, Japan, with some unusual looks and flavors like bamboo, chocolate.
Like bamboo.
What is that? What is that?
Bamboo.
Oh, bamboo.
Yeah.
Bamboo. Oh, that doesn't
bamboo.
Sound good at all.
No.
Flavors like bamboo, chocolate flavor.
I don't know what bamboo
tastes
like.
This set, that's pretty much a joke, but this toothpaste is nothing but pure chocolate. It's not on a daily basis. I don't recommend
it. You know what
that.
I like about him? He's one of those dentists that still has real teeth. And like, I'm not bashing any dentists that have veneers.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. But when I have gone to a dentist before with just normal teeth that are well taken care of, I'm so much more comfortable there than when I walk in and they've got like the brightest, whitest, fakest teeth. I just super appreciate that he looks like he's got a normal mouth still.
Yeah, I generally don't go to dentists that appear on billboards.
Yeah, oh man.
Billboard dentists are the weirdest.
Yeah, you're going to tell me I got to fix this tooth in the front and then I'm going to end up looking like you and I'm going to be a mouthy Miley Cyrus. And
oh, like that
I got bad dreams.
That one guy that's like a mentalist / dentist.
That's
or
what
a magician.
It looks like. Yeah, he looks like a magician on all of
I bet people
billboards.
Love this guy.
Oh,
I bet
yeah.
He's a very fun dentist.
Probably.
My favorite shape is this one. It's a rocket.
It
it's
is
empty.
One that you could also see it on.
Gru sits on this.
They have special rocket fuel that you can put inside
fuel.
And light it. And it.
I tell you who would like this most is the girls.
How did he turn a one-syllable word into a four-syllable
right?
word?
It's a magic trick.
It really shoots high. I did not brush with this one,
it's
but wasabi toothpaste, you can imagine, might not be for weak people. I would prefer probably rose flavor. That's probably more pleasant. I have several.
Was that Jane Austen rose flavored toothpaste?
Yeah, rose. Oh, that would
that's
taste
so
terrible. Oh.
I have several samples here. They look awful, you might say. Look, they're all dirty, and what's going on here? These are German toothpastes dug
of
out
they
from
are.
German.
German toothpaste that came from camps.
Dug out from trenches of World War II.
Oh, well,
I consider
probably then.
Mm-hmm.
I consider this one of the most unusual ones because toothpaste called Doramad is radioactive. It did have a radioactive compound.
Just hold it in your hand then.
That is why I keep in pocket all times.
That's why I only brush with it once a week.
because back then people believed that radioactive compounds revive your tissues and it's good for your skin, for your teeth. Nihil is toothpaste. No flavor, no odor, nothing.
Nihilist toothpaste.
No flavor, no no color, nothing.
Nihilist toothpaste.
This might be the first collection I've ever been interested in.
Yeah, usually,
I want to find that.
Usually I'm like, oh, these are dusty and weird. I like these. I imagine when you go to his place for getting your teeth brushed, it's not just like the bubblegum flavor. It's like, would you like to taste World War II or nothing?
Nihilist Friedrich Nietzsche. Chlorodent had an action that was supplying flower seeds with their toothpaste. It's still attached, and they're probably still good. We can probably grow flowers there. My rarest item, it's Brenner's, and there is no such brand. It was made specifically for movie series Prison Break. It was used with phosphoric acid inside this tube to corrode the pipes, and that would help them to escape. Some of the toothpaste come from companies you don't normally associate with toothpaste. Crayola. Company that is famous for making crayons, but here they made a set of toothpaste with different colors. Spearmint, it's not chewing gum, that's toothpaste, but it looks like a pack of chewing gum.
Okay. Okay, I mean, that looks like toothpaste to me, but...
Well, he's a delight.